This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Adel just promised he'd take me to Hawaii if I make it to 30. This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Aaron.
I'm Adel Refine.
And I'm JPC.
And I'm broke.
JPC, where will you take me when if I make it to 30?
That wasn't what I said. To be fair, I didn't say if you make it to 30. There are some caveats that I laid down, and I said if you meet those caveats, I'll take you to Hawaii. But I did not say if you make it to 30. I trust you are healthy and happy and will survive.
Aaron, if you make it to 30, and I'll go on the record as saying this, I will take you to Red Lobster in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh my gosh. Live show in Hawaii.
I will not get you to
November
Hawaii.
November of 2021.
Yeah. I will get you there. I'll be on Skype.
If you can get there, I'll have a table for two.
We'll all go.
Fuck you. I want to go.
It's for two. It's a table for two. I'm not going to be there. It would be fun to do a live show in Hawaii. I'm sure we could see if we have any listeners in Hawaii. I don't think that we can't possibly.
Well, maybe we can ask some of our listeners to move there now.
Yeah, that's true. Start getting your life together and start moving to Hawaii now.
Let's all start getting our lives together and moving to Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii, and I saw Cake perform in Hawaii, and I really love that band.
Whoa, what a ruined vacation.
Oh, man.
Were you wearing a short skirt and a long jacket?
That's very pedestrian of you.
Were you flying for distance?
I was come Comanche-ing. Give me some deep cuts.
Going for speed.
I really like...
What's that one?
It doesn't matter. I really like that band, and I saw them in Hawaii, and they were in a pretty small room, and I was like, oh, it's weird to see like Cake in like a very small... Because I've seen them before in bigger venues, and then I was like, oh, no, it's just because this is Hawaii. And like they're here because they get to come to Hawaii and do a show here.
Here's why I don't like Cake. It sounds like beat poetry talked over guitar. Anyone can write a Cake song. Here, let me give an example.
Okay, I'm going to give you a baseline.
Hashtag boom, anyone can write a Cake song. Boom, please send us your own Cake songs on Twitter.
Boom, 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 boom,
got home boom, last boom, night. Boom, went into my closet. Boom, found my boom, boots, boom, snow boots boom, with boom, a lit boom, tall guy boom, inside the
put a
boots,
vibra slap in there.
Took him out for breakfast.
Boom.
That's
boom,
exactly boom, why I do love Cake.
I don't like Cake because it just feels like too big of a proportion. Like, I'd rather have a cupcake or a brownie.
Good point.
I don't like Cake.
I want a cupcake or brownie. That's my Cake song.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Savory dessert.
I think one of the reasons that I liked Cake and continue to was I can't sing.
You can't.
What the fuck is this? I'm not a strong singer, and
no,
neither is the guy from Cake. he basically just does beat poetry to music.
Yeah.
And so it was very easy to sing along to Cake because not much singing required.
TPC, can you do your Cake song?
Sure.
Adel, can you give him a little...
I've got a car that drives electronically, and the car functions with four tires. I touch the side, and the sun beams glistening off the dashboard of my brand new car. If your car is traveling down the road, don't worry. Thank you.
That turned into Fred Schneider.
Yeah.
If your car is driving down the road,
that was
don't
amazing.
Don't worry.
You guys, this is a really fun game. This is our new Swedish Chef.
There's bands I like that aren't, like, I love Mike Doty, from Soul Coughing.
Oh yeah,
but for whatever reason, Cake just doesn't do it for me.
I like Soul Coughing as well, yeah. but boy, I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's an adolescent thing, right? Like I was of a certain age when I got into Cake. I was like in junior high and high school.
Yeah.
Short skirt and long jacket was obviously on a lot of mixtapes for me.
And On Your Mind.
Love You Madly is like one of my favorite songs of all time.
I love you madly, truly, deeply, cherry, chicka-co.
Yes. Soundgarden, thank you.
Arnie and I, Mike Doty's a big Magic Tavern fan. Arnie and I went and saw him in Chicago, and he put Chunt into one of his lyrics. It was very cool.
Oh,
because he knew we were there, so he sang about Chunt. It was very. I was like,
don't want to run around in Chunt.
Around in Usador. Run around
but I was
in
like,
Arnie.
College Adult is flipping out.
Can I run something by you guys?
Yes.
Since I'm old man puzzles today, I can sort of do whatever I want.
That's not how it goes.
I had a thought today about it's like a modern etiquette question.
Oh.
Because at first I thought, oh, I think this is my number one pet peeve.
Should I kiss my wife's mother and how much tongue should I use?
That's what I was going to say.
Wait, hold on. Repeat that.
Should I kiss my wife's mother and use my tongue or should I go to the bathroom and wipe my buns?
That was my question.
This game.
That should just be the episode.
So I think it happened to me two times today, and I said, okay, this is my new number one pet peeve. And then I went, you know what? This might actually be in a gray area.
Wait. This is an etiquette question.
Yeah.
That happened to you two times today?
Today. Okay.
All right, so can Adeline take some guesses?
Sure. Yeah.
And you said it's modern etiquette.
Modern etiquette. Does this relate to text messaging?
It's not quite text messaging.
Is this someone,
well, sort of. It's adjacent.
Okay.
Is this someone bowing after Venmoing you?
It often happens when we're not in the same room together. How would I know?
Is this someone calling you, leaving a voicemail, and the voicemail just says, call me?
No, it is a calling etiquette.
It is a calling etiquette.
Calling etiquette.
This is when they answer the phone and go for me.
No, that's amazing. That person's a boss.
Okay.
This is what it is.
I give up.
It's when someone calls you, you answer the phone, you go, hello, and they just launch into what they were, the reason why they called you without saying, hey, can you talk right now?
Oh.
And that happens so often. I was like, why in the last year and a half, 2 years, does that happen to me all the time?
Aaron, can I ask you, was this like a sales call? Was this someone trying to?
No. This
is a friend. This is a...
My phone shattered today, so someone...
We saw you yesterday.
you did.
It's but been a day.
I will say somehow Aaron texted me and said, I just dropped my phone and it shattered into a million pieces. I'm so sad. Oh, she's holding up her phone. It shattered into a million pieces. I'm so sorry for doubting you.
Yep. Oh, well, may I say?
The tips of my fingers are bloody.
What
happened? How did you drop your phone?
Because I'm texting.
You were texting and dropped your phone, so your fingers are bloody?
No,
She's texting
slipped.
On a shattered phone and that's making her fingers bleed.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. She's texting on a shattered phone.
Boom, 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 boom,
blood,
boom.
Fingers. That's a new James Bond song. Blood, fingers.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to text.
But also, I don't mean to throw any loved ones under the bus, but my family members do this. Sean does this to me all the time. But I realize that, I don't know, in an old world, that makes so much sense to go like, hey, can you talk right now? Or like, hey, are you free? And then go, okay, these are the things I needed to talk to you about, rather than like, hey, so I went to the grocery store and X, Y, and Z. And I realize it's because people just so assume that if you're busy at all, you're not going to answer the phone.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
So you're both in the wrong.
Right. Like I at first I was just like fuming about it. And I was like, why did we just stop doing that? And I went, oh, I feel like it is sort of a social thing that we are like more understanding about people not answering the phone because we just assume that means they're busy.
Yeah. Why would
you answer it?
To me, it is weird to see the phone is ringing. See, it's like you're one of your parents or loved one or something.
Right.
And then answer the phone and then be like, I can't talk right now. I understand the aspect of like if anyone in my family calls me, something's wrong.
Because
they know I've made it very clear to text me unless there's an issue because I hate talking on the phone. Like even if Gemma and I order delivery or something, I'll be like, can you call? And she's like, I'm so busy. And I'm like, I will not call.
I hate talking on the phone so much that when I schedule a time to talk on the phone with someone, the first thing that I say to that person is now still a good time? hoping that they will be like, it's not anymore. Absolutely, and I can go, not. Perfect.
I will say, I never, on the other end of the of things, I never, if I call someone, say, can you talk right now? I will typically say, like if you answer and say hello, I'll say like, hey, Aaron and Saddle, how's it going? Or I'll make the smallest bit of small talk,
yeah,
to gauge you and give you an opportunity, and then I would go into my thing. So I might say like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about, hey, Riddle, do you have, you know, whatever that might be. I might say, do you have a moment?
Yeah, I guess I do. I feel like a lot of people do, and I maybe because it's like a lot, it's usually people who are pretty comfortable with me, but it like, I do think, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's like my anxiety brain of assuming that something's wrong.
Yeah.
But when I realize it's just like a businessy thing, then I go like, oh, shoot, I am like with a kid, like kids right now, or I'm like in a place where I can't.
Yeah.
Aaron,
like an Uber pool or something.
Can I show you a cool trick?
Yeah.
So you call me and I'll have answered accidentally or because I think there's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll show you what to do.
Okay, awesome. Can you be the phone ringing, JPC?
Thank you so much.
Cool. But, it's
but
a Kate
no,
song.
But no, Casey, go ahead and put a phone effect in here. I'm going to take fucking 10 minutes.
Hello?
Hey, so I got the paperwork you sent over, and I just wanted to...
Is what I'd say if I was on the phone. This is a voicemail. Please text me after the beep.
I can hear the background sounds at the mall. I know you're at the mall.
Text me after the beep.
Of course, I'm recording this voicemail message at the mall.
That rules.
No, it's also like I do love talking on the phone, and I prefer if I something needs to be worked out to just call someone that, rather than doing it over text.
You are, and I mean this in the best possible way, mm-hmm. You are kind of like a girl from a 80s or early 90s toy commercial.
Toy commercial?
The second half of that sentence.
The way you look, the way you dress, the way you act is like...
So specific.
Like, you mean a child?
Hey, Sally. What did I say? Hey, said, Sally, want to come over? I got boy talk.
He definitely
boy
didn't say talk. Grown woman from yeah. A toy commercial.
Okay.
Aaron Keefe did not come with batteries.
I'm a toy?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I despise talking on the phone too.
Oh, I love it.
And I talked to my mom on the phone today, and I did say, "Hey, is now a good time?" Because I just like that's the first thing that I want to know. Like, are you in a space where you can talk on the phone? Because
yeah.
Usually. I will say this. I never answer my phone. If you call me,
mm-hmm.
99% of the time, I will let it go to voicemail and wait for you to text me with what you wanted.
Yeah.
Because that, unless we have like we have predetermined a time that we will be talking on the phone.
Premeditated.
Then I'm either doing something else and I can't like, I don't know how long this phone call was. I was telling you guys, my dad texted me a couple of days ago and was like, my dad is an audiophile. He loves fucking buying.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I know.
He just got out of jail.
Yeah. he loves buying old speakers.
He's always fiddling with knobs.
Like from like 50 years ago, like audio equipment from like 50 years ago, restoring it and then just keeping it. He's like a hoarder. But
and your dad is Phil Spector.
No, but yeah, my dad's a Bond villain. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, not the Beatles audio engineer, the guy who wrote the movie Spector.
But he texted me and he was like, "Hey, this guy's got some speakers. He's like 15 minutes from your house in Chicago. Can you go, you know, buy them and pick them up, and I'll get them from you later." And you know, my dad never fucking asked me for anything. So and I can't get him a gift because he never wants anything. So anytime he like. Does this, I'm like, of course I'll do this because it's the one thing in life that I can give you that you can't get yourself. So I went and I was like, yeah, sure, give me the guy's number. I sent the guy a text, didn't hear back from him all day. My dad's like, did you coordinate with that guy? And I was like, yeah, I sent him a text, didn't hear back from him. And my dad texted me back and he's like, I think he's like a very old guy. You probably have to give him a call. And I was like, I almost was like, fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, we're
like,
done here.
There's no way in hell I'm doing that.
And just in case we have any new listeners, this is Etiquette. We talk about Etiquette. We talk about etiquette and cake.
Well, now we'll have to come up with a name for an episode. Morning Etiquette.
Morning Etiquette.
Oh, shit.
Aaron, you're old man puzzles.
Oh, we have to do riddles, yeah.
Yeah. I want everyone to know who's listening, who I talk on the phone with frequently. I do love talking on the phone. It is.
So give out your number, and then for listeners, make sure you text Aaron.
My number is 1.
That's what I used to do. I used to do that when I was in high school, when people were drunk at parties. They'd ask me, like, oh, what's your number? And I'd just write, I'm number 1 on a piece of paper.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was a legend.
But yeah, Sean, when I'm free, will call me in the middle of the day, and sometimes we'll talk on the phone for like an hour and a half, just in the middle of the day.
That sucks. I'm truly sorry for both of you.
Whatever.
That's a failed relationship.
I have nothing else to say, but that's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
We live together, too.
When you get home, there's nothing to talk about.
No, Sean said recently that there's been zero silence since he met me. I get around him and I'm like, so these are the things that I saw today. I saw a tree. I saw a boat. Like, I
and
just
you were
will
mad
not
when I
talking.
Called you a girl from an early 90s.
Yeah. No, not at all. You were right. I do not stop talking around him. I don't know what's wrong with me. And you too either. I just don't shut up. I'm old man puzzles.
We're supposed to be talking because we're literally doing a talking podcast.
I wish it was dance. I send JVC and Adel an email every week begging them to make this a dance podcast. All right. I'm old man puzzles. Sorry yes. that it took a long time to get into it, but we're doing only connect riddles today
Hell
that are
yes.
listener submitted because JPC a few weeks ago was like, hey, Aaron, check out our inbox. You're getting a lot of only connect emails.
There's a bunch of them in there.
There's a bunch of them in there.
There's a funny ram.
This one is from,
and
she
just
told me how to say her
for
name.
For anyone who hasn't listened to previous ones, only connect is you give us three clues. We have to find mm-hmm. out what they all three have in common.
Usually four.
Four things, okay.
Four things,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, it's like four mini questions, mm-hmm. and then you answer the four questions, and then you figure out what those four things have in common.
Do we need a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, we can also do it like one at a time. Like
because
these,
I have my laptop here.
Let's do it one at a time, and maybe if we get a little frisky, we'll... you don't have to work together. You can work apart. Maybe we'll have a little competition.
Ooh la la.
All right.
I'm actually frisky as fucking dirt right now, so I'm ready to get frisky.
Dirt famously not frisky.
So this woman's name, and she gave me permission to use her first name, is Brianna, like piranha.
Oh.
So it's not Brianna, but it's Brianna, like piranha?
Brianna.
Brianna.
It's just Brianna.
Piranha.
I know, but I was like, Brianna and... Piranha don't exactly rhyme to me.
Brianna and piranha? Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Do they rhyme?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, close enough.
Okay.
If John Legend can do it.
If Rihanna can do it, Brianna can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she says, hey guys, it seems like only connect questions where you find the connection between four clues are some of your favorites. I also know you guys like a bit of innuendo, so here's some
sexy... You don't
sexy
know me, piranha.
Only connect.
Come to my innuendo.
And I put the answers in white because I remember you guys saying that you like that.
God, this what? Person fucking knows us.
Piranha. We love you, Brianna, like piranha.
She means like putting the answers in invisible ink so we can't see the answers.
Do you want to work together or alone?
Let's do some together
okay.
and some alone.
Some alone.
Okay, ready? Film starring Robin Williams as a man-sized kid.
That is going to be Kid. That's Jack.
Is that Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Robin Williams with the long Jack.
Boom. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. So these are the ones we're doing together. Mm-hmm. So that's Jack. What's
these are all going to be nursery rhyme characters.
These are all going to be...
Quite.
Oh, I have a guess, but I think I might be right.
Wait. Write it down and so we can see if you were right.
Okay.
Okay. Caribbean style of chicken.
Yep, I was
jerk.
Right. It's jerk.
Seasoning applied to meat before cooking.
Barbecue?
In order to get the answer, seasoning? You have to get them all right.
Seasoning applied to meat before cooking?
Mm-hmm.
Salt?
That could be...
It's not, it's not the seasoning. It's sort of the seasoning, but it's more of like what you do to the meat.
Tenderize.
Tenderize.
Flavor.
No.
Beef.
Barbecue.
It's...
Salt.
We'll have to come back.
Okay. Okay.
To start a car.
Ignite or turn key.
To start a car, rev? No. Your ignition.
How do you start a car? I just push the button.
Yeah.
Got it.
And you famously ride an elevator tour. To start a car.
Car
that's,
from Eva.
To start a car.
My car is
this a cake song?
Yeah. To start a car would be
so
to
Jack
turn.
So and we also need seasoning applied to meat before cooking.
And it's not like a specific seasoning. It's not like salt or...
No. There's the...
What?
What would you say?
That was a hint. Here's another one. Here's another hint. Ooh, I need a back...
Massage.
Rub?
Rub. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To start a
barbecue
car.
Rub. Rub
to
is
start
to...
A car would be to...
Crank.
Crank?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
You know
so,
how you crank a car?
Yeah.
Jack, jerk, rub, crank. These are all things you do on a first date.
So I wrote after we did...
Ooh, Adel.
I wrote down on my paper.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Someone built their whole personality based on something about Mary. Saw that at a pretty pivotal age.
Oh, huh?
I wrote down here on my little piece of paper after Jack that the thing that we were guessing was going to be jerking off.
Yeah, these are all euphemisms for masturbation. Top of mind, JPC.
Come in your window. I'll be home soon.
Do I have something on the top of my mind?
This is something about Mary.
Yeah.
Remember when he gets that stuff on the top of his mind and she puts it in her hair?
No, yeah. That's the most memorable part of the movie. Of course we remember that.
Do you remember any other details from that movie?
Sure. Chris Elliott. The guy getting the Frank above the beans, or the beans above the Frank.
That's right.
What else? The song, the guy in the tree.
I don't remember any of these things, by the way.
Cameron Diaz being in the
Do
mask.
Do you want to sing a cake song about it?
Yeah.
This is Adel's cake song about something about Mary. Aaron, you're doing bass.
Is this a slow jam of cake?
Want me to go faster?
Yeah. Ben Stiller is home trying to date Cameron Diaz. The Aztecs built a monument to Matt Dillon. Dillinger, a large penis, was shot to death behind the Biograph Theater. This sucks.
We did it. No, it was great. That was good.
I did not feel set up for success with the pace of your dun-dun-duns.
JPC, can you do it?
To that pace? I don't know much about something about me. I'll try. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Is this a cake song or a rap?
Yeah, that's a Matthew McConaughey graduation speech.
All right, you do the same thing I was just doing, and I'll do a cake song.
This is classic cake. He does a lot of that in his setups to his song. You guys were not giving me a space to be cake.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm singing a cake song. Fuck you, Adel. It can be done.
Okay, that was
being aggressive towards me is not nailing the song. let's be clear.
I will say.
Let me try. Fuck you. You didn't win.
I won.
Aaron did get a lot closer to being about something about Mary.
That's fair.
No one's listening anymore.
People send in their cake songs. That we said
what's
make
that?
Your own cake song. Here we go. Let's go to the next Connect Four.
Hashtag bake your
Only
own cake.
Connect. Ready?
Hashtag bake
your own
cake.
That's great. Make a little Twitter video and we'll watch all of them. Mm-hmm. Ready? First name of a flying immortal boy.
That would be Cupid. Oh, Icarus?
Cupid can get killed. Cupid can die.
Icarus can get it.
We're on the same page.
Cupid can get it.
Flying immortal boy?
We're on the same page, and it's Bullfinch's mythology. Immortal flying boy. That would either be...
Harry Potter.
That would be... It's not Icarus, because Icarus died. Cupid can be killed and can fucking get it.
Who's an immortal boy?
Immortal boy. What was the first part?
Is this from mythology?
Mythology is typically one name, so this would be the first name.
But this is not from mythology.
Doesn't sound like it.
Mm-hmm. Is this a superhero?
It is?
No.
Oh. This is...
I wouldn't call him a superhero.
Flying immortal boy.
Baby Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Peter.
Peter Pan.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Peter Pan is immortal?
Well, now.
If he's immortal, why even fight Captain Hook?
Why does Captain Hook
feel great and then just like heal yourself and move on?
What if
Peter Pan had Wolverine's powers? Oh my gosh. I think I just wrote the great next movie.
Not the next great movie.
There's only one movie to come out next, and it's going to be Adel's great next movie.
I just wrote the next American novel. Not the great American novel, the next American novel.
Does it hurt, Peter? Every time.
Yeah, well, I obviously want a scene. Adel, did you just write down Peter Pan Wolverine? Adel just typed something into his computer.
We'll see.
Is amazing. All right, Adel.
He did.
You're Peter Pan Wolverine. I'm Wendy. JPC, you're the two little brothers.
Gotcha.
And you've come through the window and you want to take us off to Neverland.
I want to go to bed. I want to go to bed.
Mummy and Daddy will be back soon, but for now we have to sleep.
Or like chocolate. Oh.
Hey, I'm back.
Shink.
Go to shink. Sorry, go to sleep.
That boy's at our window again.
Yeah, Wendy, please get him away. I don't like him. Or like chocolate.
Wait. Tinkerbell's in two pieces on the ground.
Yeah, sliced
Peter,
her in half.
Peter, what did you do?
Sliced her in half. I thought she was Sabretooth.
By accident?
I don't know.
That's a lot of blood for such a small creature.
Did I tell you kids I'm like 800 years old?
You look like a boy, though.
And my green, you know, my green outfit? You know, with the hat and the feather and everything? It's all adamantium. Did I tell you that?
Is that facial hair on purpose, or can you control? Like, you could shave if you
wanted to. You look like a boy with a beard.
I can shave, but it'll heal. Oh, here, look. Come here. Take this knife. Stab me.
Please don't.
Not in the eyes.
You sort of look like a boy in a high school play, like a high school fiddler on the roof. You sort of look like a boy.
Is that right?
You look like a boy, but you got facial hair like a man.
Yar, there he is.
Cyclops.
Peter. What? Who?
I get Jean Grey. Dibs.
What?
Oh, that's Captain Hook.
Yes, it's me, Captain Hook.
Oh, sorry, with one eye. Sorry, I just saw
and
one
I'm
eye.
And I'm Smee. Is that the little pirate next to him?
Yes, this is Smee. he's my little pirate next to me. That's his official position.
That's not Smee, that's Jubilee.
I wear stripes.
What happened to you, Peter Pan? What happened to you?
I don't know. I was put into a program X in Canada.
Why wouldn't you say that I'm Striker?
Peter, you used to not want to ever grow up.
That's a more one-to-one comparison.
Let's make a movie just called Peter, and it's like me, and it's real dark, it's real gritty, it's like Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood.
I don't think there's an audience for that, Peter.
Really?
Let's fly together. Let's think of a wonderful thought. What's your wonderful thought, Peter?
Dying.
Oh, Jesus.
I can make that happen for you, Peter.
Come at me.
Yeah!
Scene.
All right, the first one was Peter.
Well, I gotta see some fan art of that Wolverine Peter fan, please. Wolverpan.
No, and then burn it. And then don't show us and burn it.
Sorry.
That'll have an evil energy.
Sorry, the correct hashtag is Benverine.
Benverine. What did we ask for? That was a nightmare one time. We had like a half human, half horse or something
we did split down the middle. Centaur that was split down the middle.
And that was a nightmare.
Yeah, that was a hard week. Peter Pan is a fuckboy, and you can quote me on that.
What?
Peter Pan fucking sucks, dude.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I did the wrong definition of fuckboy in my mind real quick. I thought it was like a boy who can fuck.
Oh, no. He doesn't fuck. He's a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was Peter Pan fucks.
Harry Potter, the boy who fucked.
And live.
And live.
That's Harry Potter in his repressed Christian school. The boy who fucked and lived.
We've done one riddle in 25 minutes.
Sorry. I'm trying.
We should do a lightning round here.
Country singer Nelson.
Willie. These are all nicknames for penises.
Wait. President after Kennedy.
Johnson.
Dick. Yep.
Dick Johnson.
Doorbell's Dick second Nixon. Part.
Doorbell's Dong. Second mm-hmm. part.
Peter Willie Dick Dong.
Yep.
Peter Willie Dick Dong can't come out to play today. Peter Willie Dick Dong.
Ready?
What?
The TT and TTFN.
TTFN.
Tank Todd, it's Friday, mother.
TTFN, Friday now.
TTFN.
TTFN.
Totally Tunes. Tiny Tunes.
TTFN.
Talk to you for now. Ta-ta for now.
Ta-ta for now.
So the second T?
Ta.
The first two.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. These are all nicknames for titties.
Stop it. A foolish or stupid person.
Boob.
KFC option.
Chicken.
Popeyes.
Chicken. I call my breast chicken.
Breast.
There you go. Fancy door feature.
Knockers.
Knocker.
That's my least favorite word for boob. Do you know that about me?
Excuse me, madam. Could I see your knockers?
Why is knockers your least favorite word for boob?
It's just fucking terrible. I've never heard a decent guy called boobs.
What? Knockers. Knock, knockers on Aaron's chair.
What era is knockers from?
Knockers is like a 70s, maybe?
Is it 70s?
No, wait. Bazingas are 70s.
Well, thank you to her.
Bazoongas are 60s, bazingas are 70s, knockers are 80s.
This is a Dr. Seuss book.
Sweater puppies are 90s. Here we go. So, yeah, we got that one. How many more are there?
Well, none, because Aaron just thanked that girl.
We're done with those from her, but we have more from other people. But I think we're going to take a really quick break because it's funny that we only did one email before the break. And then I'm going to go pee and then we'll be back.
A little cake break.
Boom. Ba-da-ba-dum.
We'll be right back with some more riddles.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
you.
Like
a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay? If I start
whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover, And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and international space. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. No. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back.
Boom.
So, back to some Only Connect style puzzles.
Back to Connect.
I love these, so I hope that a couple of you out there are having fun too. These next ones are from Alan. Let's see.
This is Tim Allen.
And you can use my last name. You can pronounce it. A-S-U-N.
A-S-U-N? No, I can't.
A-S-U-N C-I-O-N.
Asuncion. Asuncion.
Asuncion.
Attention.
Attention.
Well, Alan, hello. He says, hey, Keith. I love it. That's so cute. Love the show. But I also love Victoria Corin Mitchell, who's on Only Connect. So I made y'all some Only Connect stuff. Also made a missing vowels round, which I might save for another week. But let's, so these, you don't have to...
Get them right?
They're not questions, so you're just making the connection.
Gotcha.
Yes, but would it also be okay if I didn't get them right? Would that be fine as well?
Well, you wouldn't get to have a treat after supper.
No. Can we keep working together? I like this. I think we get through more when we work together.
You love JPC. You guys, Adol loves JPC.
I do.
All right, ready? Let's get to it.
Here we go.
High school, prom, funeral home, truck stop.
All
places I lost my virginity.
I can only happen once, my man.
Well,
and it can only happen at a truck stop.
High school, funeral home, truck stop, prom.
Mm-hmm.
So high school and prom go together real well. Funeral home, truck stop, not so much. These are all things that have a dead stop. These are all funeral home.
It's not Hey Riddle Riddle related.
Truck stop, prom. These are all places that donate convertibles. For the town parade.
Say it again. Say the list again. High school,
prom, funeral home, truck stop. These are all great, by the way.
These are all places of higher education.
Funeral home, truck stop.
I send my kid down to the funeral home. That's where he learned some lessons.
These are all places where you would find a body.
I do want to see a scene. I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are on a first date. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you have decided to take JPC character to the funeral home for the first date because that's your family runs it.
Hey, Claire, just I wanted to say thank you for like letting me plan this first date.
Yeah,
I just have had a crush on you for a really long time, and I just like it means a lot that you let me like take you out and like plan this right this way.
You planned this?
Yeah. Actually, my family, I don't want to brag, but my family kind of owns this place.
Yeah, I know because of your smell.
What?
The formaldehyde.
Right. Yeah. I just thought like, I don't know, you'd want to go like there's just like a lot to do here, and I thought maybe you'd really enjoy it. Like we can lay in the coffins, and we can go down, and I propped up a lot of the bodies we have, so we can like do a little play in front of them, or have like a tea party with them.
Can we just fuck in your car?
What? Nah, I want to move slow.
Same. You meant hearse. Can we fuck in your hearse?
I didn't know what it was called.
Oh, you're on the right track.
My friend in high school, Katie Rocks, her family ran the town funeral home.
Her family ran the town.
Whenever we went to her house, the parents, the first few times we went to the house, her parents made it clear. They're like, when you go in the elevator, never hit B, like, because that's like the basement lab with like the bodies and everything. Uh-huh. But it's just very funny of like getting into an elevator and knowing that if you hit the wrong button.
Well, now I know I'm going to have a nightmare where I hit B in my mind in your car. Elevator.
She said she used to sneak down there and like watch her dad work when she was a kid and would be like, or sneak down there in the middle of the night or something. And it's like you hear air escaping and all that stuff that you hear about.
It
sounds terrifying.
But at some point, Halloween episode.
At some point, I think you're just numb to it.
Yeah. You were.
So hearse was. So these are all bus, hearse, pickup truck. Pick up girls.
Well, it's not necessarily a hearse.
Transportation.
It's not a hearse.
Is it transportation?
Well, yeah, it is. It is like a hearse.
It is what?
You were doing the perfect thing.
Oh, then I got it right.
Then what? But what are they? Those all have in common?
Hearse are all things that hearse, bus, pickup truck, limo.
Mm-hmm.
They're all things that carry little shits, carry little brats. So a bus drives students. Funeral home drives dead bodies. Prom limo carries
drives me
dates.
Crazy.
It's not real. Think literally. Like what do those all those vehicles have in common?
They're all bodies. A truck stop. What is a truck stop carry?
Picture them in your head. Semi-trucks?
So a semi-truck, they're all 18-wheelers. They all involve long vehicles.
They're all long vehicles.
Duh.
Oh, my God.
Duh.
Not a huge fan of that.
I love it.
Okay.
Unlike Robert De Niro in the movie with Wesley Snipes, not a huge fan.
I don't know if I'm going to pronounce one of these things right. Here's your next list. Bob Cratchit, Captain Abraham Smollett, Scarecrow, stage manager of The Muppet Show.
You meant to say Julian Smollett.
These are all side characters. These are all villains.
Bob Cratchit.
These are all ghosts.
Bob Cratchit?
Ghosts.
Bob Cratchit is not a villain.
They all have a crutch. Wait, what was the...
Bob Cratchit doesn't have
a crutch. These are all poor people. Well, these are all people that can't take care of their families.
These are all people who got the biggest goose on Thanksgiving Day.
What, Bob Cratchit, Day? Captain Abraham Smollett, Scarecrow, stage manager of The Muppet Show.
What's stage manager?
Stage manager
of the
is the guy with glasses, right? His name's like... Mickey. His name's like Derek. What's his name?
Which Scarecrow are we talking about? Batman Scarecrow or Dorothy Scarecrow?
If I tell you what Scarecrow, I'll give it away.
So Scarecrow's
gotta be... And if I tell you what Bob Cratchit, I'll give it away.
Bob Cratchit. Okay.
So all the same actor that played this?
You could say that.
You could say that?
Wait, give me the list again. Who's the first one?
Bob Cratchit. Captain Abraham Smollett. I don't know if I'm saying that last name.
So wait, is...
Scarecrow.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Is Captain Abraham Smollett from... Muppets Treasure Island?
Perhaps.
So these are all the same Muppet that played these characters.
Yes.
Waldorf.
And I forget the guy's name.
Stanpler.
Forget the guy's name.
Gonzo.
It's not like Kermit, is it?
It is.
Is it Kermit?
Wow. So the answer's Kermit?
Kermit the Frog.
I was thinking for Muppet Show, there's some little guy with glasses who did the stage managing.
They're all roles that Kermit the Frog has played in The Muppets Christmas Carol, Muppet Treasure Island, The Muppets Wizard of Oz, which I totally forgot about.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And The Muppet Show. Yeah.
I would watch the shit out of that. Is Miss Piggy Dorothy? Or is it like a live action Dorothy?
I'm looking it up.
I have to imagine it's like Cher or something. I saw somebody played me a clip the other day. My friend Anne.
Yeah, I think it's a human woman.
She played me a clip and it's a video of Cher. And it's her. It's just camera on Cher. And she goes like, "Now I present to you, this is a production of West Side Story. I will be playing all the parts." And then it cuts into it's like overlapped where it's like, when you're a jet all the way. And then another share comes out and another share. Oh. And they're all dressed like men in Greece. It's amazing. Please watch that video.
I don't want to.
Ashanti is Dorothy. Queen Latifah is Aunt Em.
I joked about Ashanti.
Good. it's good to joke about her.
Quentin Tarantino as himself.
Does he play the Wizard of Oz?
Weird.
Is he just looking at feet behind that curtain?
Yeah, I was going to say, I just was about to say, Dorothy, put your feet under the curtain.
I know I've seen this.
I've never seen any Muppet things.
And then, that's my favorite. And then Miss Piggy's Glinda.
I thought I was your
favorite. Aaron, your favorite's Muppets Take Manhattan, right? Which I've never seen.
Yeah.
No, the Great Muppet Caper.
The Great Muppet Caper is my all-time favorite. I also love Christmas Carol and Muppets from Space, and I love
Muppets in Space. And that's where the Muppets go in the Challenger.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I would say the Great Muppet Caper is one of my top five favorite movies of all time. It's one of the best comedy.
One of the best potato toppings.
I want to see an audition. Aaron, you are such a big Muppet fan. You've seen all the movies, and they are doing a Muppets do
Vaudeville.
The Shining. Vaudeville. Muppets do Vaudeville. And Aaron, they're doing a casting, they're scouting in Chicago, and you show up as a new Muppet, whatever that might be, and here's your audition.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead. What was your name again?
My name's Aaron. I know that you're looking for a human woman to be in this movie.
Okay.
But I thought maybe I would...
Sorry, could you back up a little bit? You're a little close to me.
Again, sorry, I'm still a little starstruck.
My name is Kermit the Frog. Of course, the stands for Timothy Halliphant Edward.
Okay, I'm just a little starstruck. And
I'm, of course, Gonzo, and this is how I talk when I'm not at work.
He's an alien.
I sort of prepared a new Muppet. This Muppet is called Melted Miss Piggy, and I would love to have the opportunity to show it to you. Yeah. Go big or go home, right?
Okay.
Yeah, those are the two
Muppets,
options.
So go small or stay and watch, is our expression. Whenever you're ready, Melted Miss Piggy. Here we go. Okay. Was that it?
No, I'm just getting into.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm baking now. Oh God, I'm melting. I'm in the fire. Oh, hey, Kermit, help me, I'm melting, Kermit. Oh my God. I miss Piggy.
I'm gonna stop you right there. help me, Kermit. I'm melting is a direct line of dialogue from Muppets Go in the Challenger.
Gonzo?
I loved it. I have no notes.
Well, Gonzo does run the show. I'm just the stage manager.
Yeah, don't ever fucking forget it. You know who's in charge? Gonzo.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to, you don't know how tough my life is. I have to corral these Muppets. Cookie Monster.
Waka, waka, waka. Do you want to come to my trailer?
Oh, Jesus.
Waka. I'll walk you out over there.
Oh, Fozzie, no.
This is
of course, it's the stand-up comedian.
This is Fozzie Weinstein.
He's a fucking creep. Fuck this.
Seed.
Okay.
Of course, it's the stand-up.
Not all
wanka, stand-ups. Wanka. So we've got two of this.
Okay, so this is a different type of format. I want to know what comes forth in the following sequence.
And I'm so sorry. Is this the same person?
Yep.
Okay, same person.
Wait, those weren't Only Connects that we were doing?
Yeah, there's Only Connect has four different rounds, and there's all different kinds of formats.
Got it.
I want to know what comes forth in the following sequence. You only get three clues.
Okay.
But maybe you won't get any.
And number four.
Maybe we won't get any.
Maybe you won't need any clues.
Gotcha. Got it.
Ready.
Hey, riddle, riddle. Hey, riddle, riddle two. Hey, riddle, riddler. Hey, riddle, riddle with a vengeance.
So these are all Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
And the last one was Die Hard or Die Home.
Okay, you either gotta die really hard, or you gotta go home and you gotta
Kids,
die there.
Die Hard or die home.
Would
it's
it
so
be
hard to say.
Get Hay or Die Riddlin'?
So the last one was Die Hardest. Die
Live Free or Die Hard.
That was the last one. So it'd be Live Riddle. Hey, Riddle.
Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Live Free or Die, Riddle.
I know you guys can't see Adel and GPC, but they're both falling downstairs at the same time.
Our noses are bleeding.
Word associating as they fall down the stairs.
So live
That's what you're
live
hearing.
Free
I'm just splitting
home.
Into a bunch of sticks
no,
and falling into a pile.
It. Live Free or Hey, Riddle, Riddle.
Perfect.
Okay.
This one is too similar to one.
Hey, Riddle, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. Two Hey, Two Riddle.
Tokyo Keef.
Ready?
Yes.
Austria, Madagascar, Italy.
These are all places the Von Trapp family hid.
You also need to get the fourth in the sequence, but no.
Austria, Madagascar, Italy. So Austria is known for Salzburg. Madagascar is known for animal life, Naked and Afraid. Italy is known for Rome. These are all things cell phones do.
No, you always forget that in when you're watching Sound of Music, you sit down, you watch it, and you go, oh, yeah, this is about Nazis. Because all I think about when I think about it is them doing the high on the hill with a lonely goat, lay, lay, lay,
These are all places that Mario Batali has taken a shit.
We can't confirm that.
I took a Sound of Music tour in Austria, and they take you to like the gazebo and all these places, and then the final stop is the mountain range that they run over. And the guy's like, this is the mountain range the Von Trapp family runs over. In the movie, they say it's Switzerland, but these mountains go directly into Germany. So in reality, they are running straight into the arms of the Nazis.
Everyone's just
and
silent.
And the entire bus is like, what the fuck? It was amazing.
So, Leo, Leo, Leo. Mm-hmm.
So Aaron, can I ask, does this have something to do with the first letter of each of these?
Nope, it's not countries? A word thing, but that's always a good
Austria,
guess.
Madagascar, Italy.
Italy.
So Madagascar is a pun.
It's not a word-based thing. Okay. It's actually the we're talking about these countries.
So is it something the country's known for? Like,
is it body of water specific?
Body of water.
Body of water.
Your body is a water.
I would say
your body
that the
is
last
a water
one.
Park.
Because you're wet,
dude. This is.
Is this a hard one?
This is really, really, really hard.
Is this a do I have to have a knowledge of geography? Is this like a triangulation?
No.
Do we have
thing?
To know capitals or? Like
you don't really. I don't
iconic
think
you, landmarks.
No, you do. Maybe thinking about the accent from
do we have to
these
know,
countries, and then okay. thinking about where you've heard these accents.
So Austrian accent is going to be Hans and Franz or Jean-Claude Van Damme. No, he's
the
from
Austrian
Brussels.
Accent
is Hans and Franz from Austria? I think they are.
We want to pump you up.
Madagascar.
What are some other famous Austrians?
Austria.
Duke Ferdinand.
Maybe like characters, not real people.
Austrian.
Famous Austrian characters.
This one is, again, not as iconic as some of the one that you're is missing is the most iconic.
Is it a Mike Myers character?
Are they cartoon?
No, but
is
you're
a cartoon?
Totally on the right track.
Is it an SNL alum?
No, it's not an SNL alum.
It's a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So Austrian.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So think of an Austrian accent.
Yeah. So they had a character that had an Austrian accent.
Oh,
they
my
had
name is Dan Cook, and I'm doing the stand-up.
They had a Madagascar accent, which is that one's... The two middle ones are hard.
These are all problematic Jeff Dunham puppets?
No, Madagascar, Italy.
Are these all famous comedians who just took a fucking paycheck and did an animated feature?
Who does a Madagascar accent? I can't even think of what that
is.
Well,
is it from the movie Madagascar?
You just hiss like a cockroach?
Yeah.
So that one is an animated one, but the rest
are
not.
Ray Romano paychecks.
No, so
no,
it's the same it's the same actor doing different characters in
Chris,
each of these.
Is it Chris Rock?
No.
So David Schwimmer.
Who's done an Austrian one? I will say that their most famous character is from the country that you haven't said yet.
So who's doing a ton of like accents?
Well, who was in Madagascar?
So let's go over. It's an SNL alum, you said?
No,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not.
You said.
I would say this person is. I like the
Ray Liotta.
They maybe choose to do stuff that it's not my favorite kind of thing, but when I've seen them in things that aren't
John
necessarily.
Leguizamo.
Produced by them, I've been like pretty blown away by their like
Danny
singing
Trejo.
Talent and their like talent in general.
Hugh Jackman,
but they're known as a producer.
No, they are known for writing and performing in their own work.
Spalding Gray.
No, but they also do a lot of things like the Madagascar and Italy one are
Ork
not
Mazing?
The
okay.
ones.
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Give me a hint.
The tiniest.
Maybe sort of makes people uncomfortable. Has no shame, seemingly. Like
John Travolta?
Can go up to anyone and
Ricky
say anything
Gervais.
As any character.
Wait, having a laugh.
I know it. Here we go.
All right, what's the fourth?
I know it.
Country then.
Hold on. It would be. I think it would just be British.
No,
it'd be England, right?
No, the fourth country is not.
No,
England.
I'm sorry. It would be Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking
is it Kazakhstan or Kazakhstan?
I think
he
it's
was
Kazakhstan,
in Madagascar.
But I think Ali G is his most famous, which would just be English.
Kazakhstan. Right?
Well, I figured that but Borat is a little bit more famous.
I think it is.
I think Ali G is the.
Especially
I think
on this show.
There's been more Ali G done. I think Borat's the more quoted. What?
It was so hard to not say my wife.
Austria was the movie he did that was like the designer
Bruno.
Oh,
that's right.
And then Matt, he was in Madagascar. And then Italy is a little tricky because
he did that movie. It was a spy.
No, it's him and Sweeney Todd, where he plays Pirelli, who is
in
Italian Les Mis barber.
And Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
That's what
Cohen,
I thought he was amazing in Les Mis.
He's
and Sweeney
very
Todd.
Good.
He was the bad guy in Talladega Nights.
Yeah,
that's right. I saw his.
He's
new,
so good in that
too. He really is.
There's a new Netflix series that's him as like an Israeli spy.
Yeah,
that I watched like three episodes of, and at first I was it was a weird journey of like this is great, and then like 10 minutes later I was like this is pretty cool, and then like 10 minutes later I was like this is bad.
Well, you realized what Israeli spies do to your people, and you were like, no, I don't like.
No.
Fuck, that was hard.
Canonically, snipe my grandpa in the head. That's fact.
I know. I had no idea he was in fucking Madagascar. I guess I just have not been following Sacha Baron Cohen's career with any sort of...
But you have been. You got a tattoo of Isla Fisher.
Yes, I do. I love the Isla.
These are great. Can we keep going?
Yes. I want to thank Alan, and I'm going to, he wrote like a lot more, and so I'm going to go back to them later. But okay, thank you cool. so much, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
And Alan, something special coming your way from the universe, not from us. So just be on the lookout for good things in your life.
Alan,
man.
If you write some more and send us, which we hope you do, I hope they have more power. Rah, 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 rah.
Is that such a bad
call? Home improvement to Alan.
Oh, good.
1 second, you guys.
Casey, cut out this dead air.
Time stamp.
Casey, cut out this dead air.
All right, ready?
Air.
Yeah.
Casey, cut out this dead air. Casey, cut out this dead
ready?
Air.
Ready?
Yes.
Casey, cut out this
stop. The capital of Peru.
Lima. These are all beans.
Bogota, Colombia.
These are all types of beans.
Famous Shakespearean character who commits suicide.
Oh,
Juliet.
Yeah. That works.
Lima, Juliet.
Love through Julian.
A homophone for what you're speaking into now.
Microphone, mic, mm-hmm. homophone, mm-hmm. mic.
Homophone, how much microphone.
2.2 pounds would weigh to a Brit.
21 grams.
Can I just say I'm not a homophone?
No.
No.
How much?
21 grams.
Not grams. Wait, 2.2 pounds would weigh to a Brit.
A stone.
21 kilos.
One
stone.
Oh, 1 kilo. One.
Kilo.
So it's. Lima, Juliet, Mike, and Kilo.
These are all. Are these all
phonetic
this
alphabet?
Is like the army,
yeah,
like
the phonetic
Echo
alphabet.
Bravo, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot,
the phonetic.
And JBC got it. are we ready?
Yes.
Very intelligent water-dwelling mammals.
Sharks.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Yes. A Destiny's Child would say, "Can you pay my automo
bills?"
Mm-hmm.
Dolphin bills. These are all NFL teams.
Wait,
mascots.
You gotta wait. A bill signed into law by George Bush after 9/11.
Bears. Patriot Act.
The Bear Act. Let's get more bears in schools. What the Blue Angels fly?
Ooh, that would be the Texans.
Airplanes.
That would be the New York Giants. Jets.
It's technically NFL teams, but more specifically,
Eastern Division.
Mm-hmm.
EFC.
NFC.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even read who these were from.
Oh no,
I'm so sorry. Let me read who they're. These are from Kathleen.
Joe
I'm so sorry.
Madden.
Hi, Kathleen.
Your
these
sister?
Are from you. No, a different Kathleen.
What?
She. Her name's Katie. So.
So hi to your sister Kathleen, and then also hi to this Katie person.
No, well,
who
Katie
we've never even
is.
Met
I'm
before.
Sorry. I read.
Sorry.
Her
to
name
this
is Katie.
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Hi, Katie.
So I think we missed one.
She
so
goes by Katie. I want to read her. I made some riddles in the style of Only Connect. It's my first time making riddles, so I hope they work okay. I've attached a Word document.
Did
and then she told me not
like
to read
that?
Anything else. she just says really, really sweet things.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Katie. We appreciate your support, and specifically, thank you for writing riddles meant to make me happy. That means so much. All right. Katie said, "I'll accept just NFL teams if someone says go Bills." Do you guys want to say go Bills?
God, no.
No.
I'm not going to go on the record of saying that.
And I'm sorry. I think we missed one, Aaron. So we have Dolphins, Bills, Jets. There's one that was like a act sign-in. What was it?
Patriot.
We got that. Okay.
Yeah.
The Bear Act.
Thomas Middleditch's HBO character.
threesome.
He's on Silicon Valley, open marriage. His Silicon Valley is Eric? No.
No, that's Fuck. The other guy.
What is his?
His is... Roger. No, no, no. It's like something spazzy. Richard.
Richard.
A celebrity president.
Chevy Chase. That would be Ronald Reagan? Ronald?
Reagan
Ronald?
Was
I'm
a celeb.
Keep going. The full the first name of Batman's sidekick.
Robin.
Alfred.
Sidekick.
Robin LaRue.
Cartoon alcoholic genius that travels through space with his grandson.
Rick.
Rick.
Pickle Rick. Richard, Robin, Rick. These are all first names with R.
What was the second one? The clue for the second one that we didn't get?
A celebrity president.
That would be Ronald Reagan. Is it
a full
actor.
First name of Batman's sidekick? It's not Ronald Reagan.
Is it Donald?
It's like a famous president. Not I wouldn't say like a celebrity president.
Famous president is literally the most redundant term I've ever fucking heard.
No,
life.
Well, famous name president. Six things about Calvin Coolidge.
What?
But here's the thing: the fact that you know the name Calvin Coolidge.
I'm sorry, there's
and
some
he was president in like 1494.
No, this is a like fuck. Like of.
Fuck.
This is the kind of president, like if you're naming presidents rapid fire,
is this
is probably one. Yes, it's probably one you mention in your top 10.
Oh, Obama, so
it's
Bill Clinton.
Not like
it's like a one that we talked a lot about.
Washington, Lincoln,
it's so,
Taft.
This is not like a.
Well, think of the other clues.
TV
if
show
we
president?
Have.
Well, so far they're all R words. So,
yeah,
Ronald Reagan was a famous actor
but
who became
who has
president.
An R
first
name.
Richard Nixon.
There
Ronald
we go.
Reagan.
Yeah.
Obama.
Richard Nixon, famous president?
Yeah.
I
so famous. Are you kidding?
I'm going to get a tattoo.
He's one
of
the only presidents who's been impeached.
With this.
He's the only president who's ever resigned.
Bill Clinton much?
Dick, Robin, Rick. What is this?
Dick.
What's
Dick,
the
Well,
Robin,
they're not
Rick?
They're you're I'm not saying I didn't confirm that you got some of these right.
Oh, okay. Oh. Go back again.
Thomas Middleditch.
Richard.
Ditch is H. Yep. Mhm. A celebrity president.
Richard.
The first name of Batman's sidekick.
So
also Richard.
It's
yeah.
Yeah, because
so these
Robin,
are all
Robin's a
Richard.
Nickname. These and are Rick is a nickname for Rick Richard.
Four yeah. Dicks?
Mm-hmm.
My four dicks.
My four dicks. All right, Adel. Nope, I want to see a scene. this is going to be a scene from the set of the very popular sitcom, My Four Dicks. And the theme song for My Four Dicks, as we all know, I will be doing, is done by the band Cake.
No way.
I need a bass line. Thank you. Four dicks living under one roof. Will they get to the center of truth? Will they learn about each other enough that they can make sense of the dick name stuff?
My four dicks is filmed for not to be honest. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, ooh, no.
Yeah.
It's
hold on.
Dick.
Audience, shut up. Shut up. We tried to go with single cam because we thought we'd be like The Office, but we went back old school, like live studio audience, and you're ruining it.
He's got a knife.
The warm-up comic really warmed us up, and now we want to laugh.
I am the guest star. I am a famous president. Say my name. You know me. I'm a famous president.
Teddy. No.
Teddy?
Franklin.
You think Teddy Roosevelt's a famous president?
Yeah.
Think again.
Are you the peanut guy?
Are you the...
Excuse
yeah.
me? Jimmy Carter? You think Jimmy Carter's a
Mr.
famous
peanut.
President?
No, Mr. Peanut.
I thought Mr. Peanut was president.
You're talking about
he
baby
He looks
nut?
Like Teddy Roosevelt.
Not Franklin Roosevelt. Not Teddy. Not Jimmy Carter.
Give us a hint. How tall are
I'm
you?
I'm a famous president.
How tall are you?
6 foot-ish.
Okay. Are you...
Coolidge?
John Quincy Adams?
Calvin Coolidge.
Andrew
John
Jackson.
Oh, come on, guys. Famous.
I love Coolidge. 1416.
Scene. next one. Last name of American president that fired Hamilton and previously called him a Creole bastard.
Aaron Burr,
bastard.
Sir.
Thomas Jefferson.
No.
No? Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, who
going
fired
home.
Him? Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Adams, you mad as a hatter.
The college Tom Brady attended.
He went to University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Go
nice.
Blue.
Is it Michigan or
city,
University of Michigan?
And I think he was like the
just
backup
Michigan.
Quarterback.
City that hosts Summerfest.
Summerfest is Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good job, Adel.
Famous, I know my Midwest.
Famous but controversial 24-year-old YouTuber, Blank Paul.
PewDiePie.
Aaron Paul.
No.
Les Paul.
Rand Paul.
No. I'm proud of you both for not knowing this.
Jake
I
Paul.
Jake Paul.
No, there's a different... His brother.
Well,
is it that, not...
Peter Paul and Mary.
Is no. it not Aaron Paul?
No,
Nick
that's Paul. The guy from
Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah,
Bad.
That's it.
Bitch.
I think Jake Paul is this guy's brother. I don't forget what.
Smash that subscribe button, bitch.
Wait, is this the guy who went to the Ghost Forest and.
Yeah, this guy
ghost
sucks.
Guy forest.
Those two guys suck more than any other.
And
pop
that's not
thing.
Jake Paul?
No, it's a different. It's his brother.
I thought that was Jake Paul. Honest to God, truth. All those people that we just threw out there, I combined into just Jake Paul. I thought that was all one guy. And you're telling me this is like three different YouTubers?
No, it's two brothers.
It's two brothers. They do really shitty things too. Like they do like videos of them like punching poor people.
They're billionaires.
But I'm not going to get this.
Does it begin with an A?
Well, think of the other things we have. Adams, Michigan, Milwaukee.
These are all streets in Chicago.
Yeah.
State.
Grand. Grand Paul.
State. Grand.
No. Oh, Clark.
This is also
Division.
A neighborhood.
Lincoln, Armitage. Lincoln Park Paul.
Wrigleyville Paul.
Bronzeville Paul.
No, cooler. Cooler,
Randolph
younger
Street
neighborhood.
Paul. Oh, yes. Lakeview Paul.
Streeterville Paul.
Oh, Andersonville Paul.
No.
North Center Paul.
Oh, I love Andersonville.
Gold Coast Paul.
No.
Evanston Paul. Skokie Paul.
No.
Sean Paul.
No.
Mokina?
West. It's a little bit west.
West Paul. West
Logan.
Paul.
Logan Paul.
Yes.
I truly didn't know it until we got it.
Love Logan Square. You could not pay me enough to live there.
Here's the thing. I live in Logan Square.
Yeah, you can
and
pay me enough to live there.
Last thing I guessed.
That is true.
Adel, do they pay you enough to live there?
I do get paid by the alderman.
Well, we all do. It's Chicago.
Because I accidentally get his mail because alderman looks a lot like Adel Rafai.
Adel, I only say that because I don't have a car. And can you imagine my life without the red line or the brown line?
The blue line gets me. Well, I teach at UIC. So the blue line gets me to UIC. And then IO, I can take. Yeah, I guess I can take a car.
Take it or leave
or like
it.
A $7 Uber. These are great.
Ready?
Can we do one more?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see which one of these.
Can we please have more fun, ma'am?
Mommy, more fun?
All right. One more.
It's almost 7 p.m.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Katie.
What the Wrigleys are most famous for outside of Chicago?
Gum. Racism.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Gum.
It's not the Wrigleys, but the owners are big Trump people. Is it gum?
Yes.
Yeah. But a funny story about Wrigley Gum, it was originally a soap company, and to differentiate their soap, they put a piece of gum in like the soap box, and then people were buying the soap just to get the gum. And
that's not
like,
what happened.
We got to change.
No, they were a soap company, and famously kids kept eating the soap, so they said, let's make it long-lasting.
That's
and
not what happened.
And then they invented Cinnaburst.
They were a soap company, and kids who had such filthy fucking mouths back then,
nope,
they were getting their mouths washed out of the soap.
They were a soap opera, and then they
No, that's not what
gum.
Happened. They were a telenovela.
Ready?
Yeah. Aaron, do you like our new game?
Do you still like
no,
us?
No, that's not what happened.
Yes. All we are dust in the...
Wind.
Wind.
Gum wind.
Gum wind. Gum wind.
These are all
Stop
my
guessing after the second
friends.
One.
Oh, shoot. I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, and I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, these are all Planet Earth things. Gum. No. Wind. Racism.
Monkey.
Monkey. Donkey.
Half poor Julius...
Caesar.
Bjornsson, who played the mountain in Game of Thrones, is the blankest man in the world.
He's the strongest man in the world.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gum, wind, strongest, harder,
no, it's
better.
Not ist. It's not ist because I added ist.
Strong.
Yep. Gum, if you're post-potatoes, you're...
Dead.
And loving it. Dracula.
Oh, Katie.
Gum,
I really
wind,
am enjoying you, Katie.
Dead.
Thank you for writing these.
Gum, wind, strong and dead. These are things that...
these are all stops.
Stops.
Gum, stop. Strong soap.
Stop gum.
Dead gum.
One is sort of Hey Riddle Riddle related, but it's a word that you
gumshoe.
Put before each of these.
Gumshoe gum.
A word.
Before each of these?
Mm-hmm.
Chewing gum. Chewing dead. Chewing strong.
This week on Chewing Dead.
Bad strong. Bad gum. Bad dead.
Oh, boy.
The West.
Or one you put after.
Oh, come on. Which is the one that you put after?
The last one.
Dead stop. Dead man's curve. Gum man's curve.
And it's not stop.
It's a combined. It will make one word.
It'll make one word. So gumshoe is something I know, but you said
I got
before.
It. I got it.
Hold on, let me get it.
Aaron, can I write it down?
Gum wind.
Yep.
Headstrong. Head wind. Head gum.
Yeah, it's head.
Head dead.
You got it. Oh, JPC, you got
oh,
it.
Oh, dead
I saw.
Head.
Yeah.
Head gums are network.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Katie. I'm gonna save your other ones too, Katie Rule, and everyone who wrote in today. Thank you so much. Please,
yes, thank you.
Keep sending these. I really, these are fun, and I think different from the rest of the things we do. So I really appreciate you guys listening.
And Katie, you actually have something very special to you. Your significant other, Paul, wanted us to ask live on the air, will you
marry him?
No, different person. Different
oh,
person.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's Logan Paul. That's just to break you.
Anything to plug, Adel?
I do want to say, just to piggyback off what you just said, the people who write in riddles are breathing life literally into the dying corpse of the show. So please,
there is a special place in hell please, for anyone who doesn't write riddles for us.
Please continue to send us original riddles because we will need them, and we thank you so much for doing that. Also, come check us out at World News Tonight. So many people, I think it's spelled World, W-O-R-L-D, the normal way. It's actually spelled World, W-H-I-R-L-E-D. So,
I thought you were going to leave it at that. It's actually spelled World, so check us out.
So check us out. World News Tonight, every Saturday at IO Theater, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. We can't promise that all three of us will be there or that any of us will be there because we're busy, but typically two or more of us are there.
There was a time recently that all three of us were there and it was a freaking party.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. if you come, let us know maybe beforehand or stick around after to say hi, and don't be shy because sometimes we leave and people are like, we wanted to say hi, but we were nervous.
Hey, but most of the time I just leave, so you did miss me.
That when we were all there the last time, there was a guy, I think maybe with his girlfriend or friend, yeah. at one of the front tables. And we came out, at the beginning of World News, we all walk out in a line. And sometimes Adel, sometimes someone else is like explaining what the show is. And he must have been a fan and like clocked that all of us were there. And he went, all three of them.
I collected the whole set. And also if you come to the show, it would be very cool if you wore some Hey Riddle Riddle merch, just so we can eyeball you and know to
blow you kisses.
Pad always sees it. Pad's always yeah. like, I see a t-shirt.
But you can go to tpublic.com and check out some of our merch. We have some great stuff in there and probably some new stuff coming soon. So grab some merch.
JPC?
Yes. So if you are shopping in a retail store and you see something that you like in the store that you want to buy, go ahead and get out your phone, check their website for that same item, see if there is a sale or if they're running a sale on the website. You can force most stores to honor the web price. It's good consumer practice. I highly advise you to do so.
JPC, what do we have to do to get you to... start a podcast about financing?
I will not do that. I will only start a podcast where I get to yell at a dog about taxes.
Okay. Well, that's what I asked. Follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram, or check out my series, Welcome Back, on YouTube. Just type in Welcome Back, Aaron Keefe. Thank you.
And Aaron, let me give you, this is going to be kind of a connect, only connect, is that what it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is going to be space.
Mm-hmm.
Giant.
Okay.
Red.
Uh-huh.
And Mupiter.
Is it cake?
It is cake.
Boom.
Ba-da-ba-dum. Jupiter, bye.
Boom, boom, boom. Forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus.
One, two, three, four, five, yeah, jazz.
One, two, three, four, five. I'm a little podcast mouse, and I like to do my dance.
One, two, three, four, five. I'm a little podcast cat, and I'm looking for a mouse to fuck.
One, two, three, four, five. I'm a little podcast raccoon, and I'm looking for a cat to eat and fuck.
In what order, please let me know.
You eat the mouse and you fuck the mouse.
You fuck the cat, then I fuck the mouse.
The cat.
We are fucking cats and mice together.
Meow, meow, fuck, fuck, fuck. All right, any plugs? Aaron,
that's the episode.
That's the episode.
The cat chases the mouse, and the mouse chases the raccoon, and the raccoon chases the cat. That's the way of the world. It's a chase. It's a chase. The cat
Mother Nature's
eats the mouse.
Chase.
The raccoon eats the cat. The mouse eats a raccoon,
other.
And they fuck in the bed. It's a nest. It's a nest.
It's a they nest live. Bed. Nest bed. Raccoon fucks the mouse, and the mouse eats raccoon?
No, that's not the order, sir. The raccoon fucks a cat.
Teach me, mommy. Teach me, mommy. Teach me, mommy, please.
The raccoon fucks a cat.
Okay.
The cat fucks a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
The mouse fucks a raccoon,
Got
Casey.
It.
Listen very close, and I'll tell you the fuck order.
Yes, fuck order. Fuck order. Mommy's little fuck order.
Oh, no.
What is mommy's fuck order? Mommy, tell us, please. Before we go to bed,
We need to know this, please.
Casey, and I want to ask, and I don't want to disrupt the flow, is the concept of super recording a thing, and was that super recorded?
The raccoon fucks the cat, and the cat fucks the mouse.
Yes.
The mouse fucks a raccoon.
Got it.
That's the most romantic
Got
part.
Got it. Here we go. Let me recap the fuck order. Mommy's little fuck order. Ready for recap. The mouse fucks a mouse. Raccoon eats the piss. Piss erodes everything, my miss. And the mother nature sings and the mother earth. Humans fuck the earth for their oil money. Oil money, Amazon. Jeff Bezos is killing us all.
No, no, no. Repeat after me. Cat eats the mouse.
Okay. Cat eats the mouse.
Cat fucks the mouse.
Mm-hmm. Cat fucks
eats
my mouth.
Fuck. I can't get it right.
Again, again, again. So the mouse eats.
Okay. And
the mouse fucks a raccoon. And the raccoon fucks a cat. The cat fucks a mouse. And we begin again.
I have a question, Mommy, just to be sure. The cat fucks my mouth? Is that what I heard?
No, no, no. Let me begin again. The mouse is in love with the raccoon. The
Tell what cut this part. Just stop fucking my mouth.
Meow, meow, meow. This feels so good.
The mouse loves a raccoon. The raccoon loves a cat. The cat loves a mouse. It's a love triangle.
The cat loves the mouth?
You definitely said mouth.
I'm not saying mouth. I'm saying mouth.
Mommy, let's replay that audio. I think you said mouth, and I think you'll be surprised.
The mouse loves a raccoon. The raccoon loves a cat. The cat likes a mouse. And kiss, kiss, kiss.
What about the possum,
Are
mommy?
We ready, Casey?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.